You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And tonight on the show, we have Nicole, who attended both nights in Las Vegas, Nevada, to see Madonna's celebration tour. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you for having me. I've been listening to you in the lead up to this, and it's just been great to hear all the reviews. So I'm very excited to be invited to do a review myself.
So let's provide a little bit of background for the folks. Where are you from, Nicole?
I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
And you flew all the way to Vegas to see Madonna?
Well, partly. My husband and I have been married for about 5 years, and he had his wedding ring made in Colorado. So the handcrafted and everything is beautiful. So we came over to Boulder, Colorado to pick it up.
Oh, wow.
And then realized that Madonna was in Las Vegas, and so we had to come, or I had to come and see her. So wow. We're starved of her in Australia. She's only been out there twice. So, I just had to do it.
Did you get to see Madonna when she had visited Australia her 2 times?
Yeah, so 1993, she came to the MCG. She did 3 sellout concerts there, which at the time she was the first female artist to do that.
Wow.
And pretty much it was her and Michael Jackson, basically the only ones that played at the MCG. And in fact, Taylor Swift is the first to equal that record 31 years later when
wow.
She played the MCG just last month. So Taylor Swift had more people because back in the day they didn't replace the turf. So Madonna's stage was kind of in the middle of the ground because they only wanted to sort of wreck half the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, 70,000 people. But it was amazing. And, I can't remember every element of it. Obviously, I've watched the show on YouTube since. But we had pretty good seats, but she was still tiny.
Sure.
And the screens back then were not as good. So that's why last night was just amazing.
And so then you saw her when she brought Rebel Heart to Australia.
She did bring Rebel Heart to Australia, but I don't know what happened, but I didn't see her. I think I started a new job around that time.
Okay.
I don't know, life got in the way and I didn't go, which I sincerely regret because I've seen that show and I just think it looked fabulous.
Yeah.
So it was just that one time. And so this is only the second and third times I've seen her. So, yeah.
And where were your seats for a celebration in Vegas?
So on the first night, myself and my husband went together and we were on the floor, row K.
Uh-huh.
So very good seats. I just felt like you were kind of always standing up and kind of stretching your neck to see things. So you did get a really good perspective of the overall show. But I just felt like if you're a little bit more elevated, you would have seen more.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night I was in the Sound Factory pit.
Nice.
VIP, just on my own. It was amazing. Like she was so close that I could see the veins in her arms and I just went crazy. I was morphed into like a screaming teenage girl. Yeah, and it was just amazing. So
yeah, I keep telling people if you have the opportunity to see the show more than once, taking a little bit of a further away seat so you get the full perspective and then be in the pit because then you're like part of the show and she's right in front of you and it's amazing.
Oh, so amazing. And it was really good because the pit wasn't too full. I mean, there was a lot of people in there, but there was still enough room to move around. And yeah. Everyone was really respectful of each other. And I had people pushing me to the front because, we'd spoken about how I'd only seen her a couple of times, whereas everybody else had seen her heaps of times. So it was just a really nice atmosphere. I met a couple of lovely guys in the VIP lounge beforehand. Dexter from Vancouver, I wanted to give a shout out to, and David from LA. We had a great night together. It was sort of the icing on the cake meeting them as well and just sharing in the whole joyous experience that it was.
What VIP package did you have? Was it Iconic? Was it Immaculate?
It was Iconic.
Okay, so you didn't get the tour on the stage and the jacket and...
No, we didn't get that. I want to thank you too because I was originally just going to go to the one show and then I heard you talk about the VIP package and what it was like and I just thought, I'm going to do it. And it's a pretty big commitment because the Australian dollar is only like 65 US cents.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost double. So it's a lot of money. But you know what? Like we've come all this way and
sure.
I'm glad I've done it and I'll never forget it. So it was totally worth it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming, because Australia is that's a hefty commute, that, you know, and to you might as well, if you're in town, you know, you might as well go while she's there and have that memory. Well, because, you know, like we've been saying, you know, who knows what her tours, you know, what will she be doing tour wise in the future? You know, I mean.
And I think that was it. I think, you know, the fact that she was hospitalized and, you know, nearly died just made me realize, you know, I'm turning 50 this year, and you start to realize that, you know, life is short and you should experience things. And so I just decided I'm going to do it. My husband was very, very supportive of it. So, yeah, it was just been fantastic.
So you're entering your hard candy era. Almost, because you said you're turning 50 soon, so that's your hard candy, your Amdala era.
And Hard Candy is one of my favorite songs as well. I love it. So there you go.
You mean favorite albums?
I think my favorite album is Like a Prayer. If I had to pick one, but you know, it changes. It just changes.
Well, we'll get to those questions at the end. You saw both nights. I'm sure you're physically and emotionally spent, because I know back-to-back Madonna shows, that's got to be exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm normally in bed by 10 o'clock. And she wasn't even on stage until sort of 10:15. And by the way, that was totally fine. I mean, you know, you go in there and you go and do your merch shopping. The DJ comes on at 8:30. The DJ was brilliant. She was on till 9:30. And then, you know, just chatting and talking to people, and then before you know it, Bob pops up and away you go. So, I mean, I think it's just, you know, crap really what those stories about her being late. I just think it's people wanting to have a go at her for, you know.
It really is. It's I don't understand why it's coming up or where it's emanating from. It's just, it's kind of silly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that she, like, cause the thing that really cemented her, as my person, my idol, was the 1990 Blonde Ambition tour. Mm-hmm. And well, she didn't come to Australia, but I recorded it. I taped it on my VHS tape because it was on TV over there, because that was the only way you could see it. And I must have played that tape time and time and time again. It's a wonder it didn't break. And that show, just like her energy and her, you know, beautiful dancer's body and her and the theatrics of that show and the costume changes and the crowd, that I think it was a Barcelona show, and the crowd was just enormous, and I just saw it and went, oh my god, this woman. So ever since then, I've just thought she was the aunt's pants, and I still do. So
how do you feel Celebration Tour compares to Blonde Ambition now? Like, what were your thoughts of Celebration having seen it?
Oh, just the staging of it is amazing. The color, just the joy, and just the fact that, you know, she's 65 years old and she is celebrating her career, and you know, the fact that a lot of her contemporaries are dead, are gone, and you know, there's tribute shows here for Michael Jackson and others, but she's able to do it herself, and how fantastic to be able to celebrate that with her while she's still. I just think it's a wonderful show. And I think, you know, I think Christopher, the girly show dancer, said this yesterday. She just seems to be more joyful. You can see it in her face, you know, she's just even like looking at the crowd, she seemed to be just smiling all the time and just loving every minute of it. So
I can tell you're not jet lagged, but whatever, you're concert jet lagged, because that conversation with Christopher happened this morning.
I am pretty tired, so if I'm not making sense, then sorry. But
you're like, wait, that was today? What? I know. When I saw her in Paris, I was seeing it back to back. It was like Sunday night, Monday night. And Monday morning I woke up and I thought, oh my God, I've got to go back again. I was excited to do it, but at the same time, I'm like, where am I getting the energy to do this right now?
It is exhausting. It really is. And I thought, like, last night I was like really worried. I actually wore black platform shoes. So I was trying to wear sensible shoes, but still more dressed up shoes. But then last night I was like, no, I'm just wearing my runners because I just got
like sneakers. You know, like I'd be rocking up wearing slippers. You know what I mean? Like whatever you're comfortable in, just it's I've seen when I a couple of shows, I see people like drag queens and some women and even some guys walking around in stiletto heels, and I'm like, no, ma'am.
Oh
like,
no. I can't do heels anymore.
If you're gonna be able to sit, but like the pit, you're standing, and like that is all about like whenever I go to the pit, I've done it tons of times. I've been in the pit once, but when I go, I make sure that it's like comfortable shoes.
Yep.
And I'll pack Advil just in case I'm starting to like get a little like, oh, my back is starting to hurt from standing, you know? It's like,
just go
prepared.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about the way they had that all set up was that we were in the VIP lounge and we didn't actually move into the pit. We went and had a look first off just to sort of do a bit of a recce. Then we went back, had another drink, and then came out, I think about maybe it was 9 o'clock by the time we came out. So
they let you go back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When we were brought out to the pit, they were like, you can't come back to the VIP area. They're like, this is it. So like, if you want to go into the pit now, you can't go back to the VIP. And I was like, I just want to go to the pit. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they were very accommodating last night. Really, really nice and stuff. So
you got the VIP treatment.
Indeed.
So tell me what were some of your highlights from Celebration? What were some of your favorite numbers?
I think just, and I know a few people have said this, but just her coming out at the start, nothing really matters. Like just the way she looked beautiful, the crown thing, the flowing cape. And it was just one of those moments where you go, oh, wow, there she is. And then you sort of immediately break into the nothing really matters. And you can see, I've taken a video of it and you can see my, it's going up and down because I'm dancing. So that was a favorite. I mean, I love Hung Up. And when she did the spin, everyone just went wild.
Everyone. It's so amazing. I'm like, it's such a simple, simple little step. And people just love when she does that. I think it's hysterical that so many people go crazy when she does that.
Yeah, it was cool. And then Live to Tell, it was fantastic. Just beautiful. So emotional and lovely. And I love Don't Tell Me as well. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that too. And that was, she came really close to where we were for that. So I was just like, screaming. And
you get a really good vantage point in the pits, like Sound Factory. It's because you're right there, right when she's like sort of in the middle. And even when she's a little bit away from you at the end of the main catwalk in the middle, she still feels like she's right there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I can just notice details. Like I noticed on the red and black negligee, like on the black part of it, just the sparkles and that, which, you know, you couldn't tell on the video. So just things like that you notice about her costumes and, oh, it's just beautiful. And the dancers were amazing.
Aren't they so good?
Oh, so good. And like, I felt guilty because the first night I couldn't take my eyes off her. So, you know, I wasn't looking anywhere else, but I did last night and, they were just spectacular, unbelievable. And they were coming down the stairs sort of right where we were as well. And David actually, before I came out for Mother and Father, was like we, I was at the railing and he was like sitting just right there. I was like, oh, there's David. Yeah. So that was cool as well.
I've been to many a Madonna show where I've only been watching her. And so only when I see the show, like the video of the show, the tour film, I'm like, oh, that was happening during that moment, because Madonna was there and all of this was happening. So since having seen Celebration a couple times, like, I'm like, okay, this time you're going to watch this instead of her, you know, because I'm like, I know what she's doing, but let's watch the dancers, like Ray of Light specifically.
Yes.
Because she was floating around in the box for Ray of Light, my last time that I saw her, I was closer to the front stage where she does Nothing Really Matters. And I was like, you know what? I'll let her be in the box. I'm going to stand and watch the dancers doing the Ray of Light number. Cause they're like, you know, it's like, they're crazy. Nonstop movement, that entire song. So.
Yeah. And Dexter said he was over at Danceteria and whatever number they were doing over there, he was focused on the dancers, like he deliberately focused on them. He said they were loving it. They were just like, love the attention, and so good on them. They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had their energy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to do that two nights in a row? Like, I just, much less one night. Like, just one night, I can't even imagine.
Watching it is exhausting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the adrenaline and everything. I mean, they must not be able to go to bed till all hours. Like, I found it really, really hard to go to sleep last night.
I mean, and yeah, you're just sort of like standing and enjoying the show. Like, it's yeah, because they're almost like they're running a marathon. And yeah, I assume they're probably up until like 5, 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, they would be. Yeah, you'd have to be.
You know what I mean? Like, just to be able to like bring your, to calm yourself down. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny. What was the crowd like for you both nights in Vegas? Were they like, did you notice the difference between both nights? Or
I thought, well, both crowds were good, but I thought Saturday was the best. Actually, the Saturday crowd did the wave before she came in. So, yeah, I just thought they were just a little bit higher energy than the Friday night, but both of them were really good. Yeah,
that's true. And you know what? It's great that you got to see, she doesn't usually do Friday night shows. And ever since she started studying Kabbalah, she was like, she wasn't doing Friday night shows. And there's been, I think, only a handful. I think there's three or four max that she's done Friday night. So you got one of the special Friday night shows.
Oh, and that was the other thing about the show. You would have seen the woman who held up the sign about her empowering women. And she picked out the sign, and then she reached out a hand, and they shook hands or touched hands. So that was a really nice moment as well.
Was that during the speech right around Don't Tell Me?
Yeah, it might have been just after Don't Tell Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a great moment. She gave away a couple of her guitar picks. And I got sprayed with water.
Nice. So you were baptized by Madonna.
I was baptized by Madonna. Yes.
Nice. Yes. Bless yourself and genuflect. Now you're. So how much longer are you in Vegas for? Are you seeing any other shows, or are you just going to gamble tonight?
No, we think we'll go to the Sphere experience.
Oh, nice.
We haven't been in Vegas for about 7 years, and that wasn't here the last time we were here. So we'll see that. We've got two more nights here, going out for dinner tonight. And then on our way home, we'll go to Fiji and stop over there for 3 nights.
Love. I've always wanted to go to Fiji. It looks like it's a very magical place.
Yeah, I've been there once before. It's beautiful. It'll just be nice to stop over because you get really jet lagged on the way back.
Yeah, how long of a flight is that from? It's what, like 12 hours?
Yeah, it's about 12 hours, I think, or 13 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, why not stop off in Fiji on the way home? You know, treat yourself.
Absolutely.
It's like that way you can sort of like soften the blow of going back home. You know, it's like Madonna, Fiji, then home.
Yes, exactly. There's something still to look forward to.
So. Did you buy any merch at Celebration?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. What'd you buy? Sounds like you did some heavy shopping.
Yes, I've got this.
Oh, so you've got a Justin Teodoro Time Goes By So Slowly Hung Up t-shirt. Yes.
Yeah. I got that. I got the, No Regrets.
Absolutely No Regret. I love that t-shirt. Yeah. She looks so good in that.
And the one with the Jean-Paul Gaultier corset, the tour t-shirt.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Yeah.
One of the dates on the back. And I also got the Celebration hoodie as well. So
which one is that?
The sparkly M. Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's the quality like on that? I don't think I've seen that
pretty
one up close.
Maybe. Yeah, I actually wore it today and it was nice and warm, so that's really good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, the sweatshirts she puts out are usually good for a cool evening, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, you know, buying all this stuff, but I was so excited. So I just thought, why not?
Well, let's put it out into the universe. Hopefully Madonna will return to Australia at some point in the near future. Maybe on a relaunch of the Celebration tour, maybe she'll take a break and then put out a new album maybe, and then she'll go visit Asia.
Yep. I think she needs to say thank you to all of us fans and, you know.
One last time, right?
Last time. Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if she'll ever do that where like she would be like, this is my farewell tour, you know, like
Maybe not.
See it being like Celebration is not her final.
No, I don't want it to be. It's just more, I think that it's what I love about Celebration is that it's Madonna style concert. Like she's still able to move and dance and all the choreography and everything else. Whereas, you know, maybe in years to come, she'll just be sitting on a chair or something on a stage. But seeing her, you know, as that performer that she is the way I want to remember her. So
yeah. Well, yeah, who knows? Hopefully Australia's in the works at some point.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I know you've got to get to dinner and then the rest of your Vegas vacation. But before you do, we're going to do a little segment we like to call the lightning round. As you know, these answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at, your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Express Yourself.
Favorite Madonna album, which you sort of alluded to earlier?
Probably Like a Prayer, but Ray of Light's close as well.
Yeah, okay. Favorite Madonna remix?
I'm not sure I know too much about the remixes, to be honest with you. I have got the Funny Enough Love. So
okay. So a lot of those are remixes. Is there one that you like most specifically off of Finally Enough Love?
I like the Hung Up one.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite Madonna music video?
Hung Up. She just looks amazing.
Beautiful.
And the fact that she's like, was 2 years younger than me when she did it. My God.
I know. I think she's my age in that video. Like the age I am right now, I think that's how old she is in Hung Up. And I'm like, what? You know,
like the way she dances and the flexibility and the strength and, Yeah.
It's like, favorite Madonna tour. And it doesn't have to be one you saw in person. Can be.
It's Blonde Ambition and Celebration. It's a tie. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna movie.
I want to say Desperately Seeking Susan because when I was 10 years old, I watched that movie a lot of times. But I also love Evita.
Nice. Yeah.
I think it's that thing when she plays herself, she's at her best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though Evita technically wasn't her, but.
Well, no, but you know what I mean.
I've always said, I feel like Madonna is always very successful when the character she's playing in a movie is as equally or above the stature of herself.
Yes.
You know, like next best thing. It's like, it's very hard to believe Madonna is a yoga instructor with a kid, you know, living in San Francisco suburbs or whatever it is. You know, like it just wasn't as believable, I think. Whereas like someone like Evita was such a larger than life character in real life and in the movie that it was sort of, you were able to suspend the disbelief of that, oh, it's not Madonna, you know, like, because she's such a big persona herself. It's unless she can step above the character, or the character, you know, steps above her, it's hard to.
Yeah, and she totally, like, you know, people who said, oh, she can't sing very well, and like, she totally proved them wrong.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Sorry, we digress. favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a video, a tour, a photo shoot.
Oh, so many. It's probably the Hung Up look, I think, though.
A little Farrah Fawcett wave.
Yes. Yeah.
It's good. Well, Nicole, thanks again for taking the time out of your busy Vegas vacation to sit down and have a little chat. I love that there's a little bit of Vegas in the background. Not as glitzy and glam as I.
Well, it's MGM Grand over there.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Staying in New York. We're close to T-Mobile Arena, so that was really handy because it was just a 5-minute walk across the road.
Oh, ease, that's great.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about like getting home. You know, it's like it's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or hit that button on YouTube. Yeah, on YouTube. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Send some super thanks via our YouTube. And if you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that button so you never miss a video. We'll be going live with the remaining shows of Celebration with listeners such as Nicole. So tick that button so you never miss a video. Until next time, everybody. Nicole, thanks again. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. But we're going to wave goodbye to all the folks at home. Thanks for joining us, everybody.